This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Special thanks to Grace Hageman from the Croc Center. Boy, that sounds like a great event they've got going on.
It is. Get the family out this Friday. It's this Friday.
Grace is awesome. Every time it seems I'm doing something promo, she's there.
Yeah.
You know, Channel 5 here.
Right. Yeah.
Man, she's a great lady.
She is.
Awesome.
Does a great job.
She loves you.
She loves Elvis.
She loves you.
Yeah.
You did such a great job.
14 years I've been doing it there.
Wow.
Well, we started at the Rush Center or the KI Center, whatever it's called back in the day. And then they moved it to Croc Center. And I love doing that Senior Fest every year.
I'll bet. Good time. Do you want me to join you next year?
You know, we could do the Mino and Elvis or Elvis and Mino. I don't know. You got Mino and Maynard.
Careful.
Yeah, I know. We got to work on it.
Okay.
Work on it.
Careful.
Frank Herman's in the house. Let Me Be Frank Productions Las Vegas tribute show. Gee, that's a stretch for you,
well,
being
listen,
a Las Vegas
John,
entertainer.
John, listen. We have been in Vegas the last 3 years.
Yes.
Every year we go in January. Well, this year we're not going.
Okay.
And so we decided, and we will probably go in May or October this year. We don't know. We're going to play a different place. The Plaza Casino, down for construction, doing some things, so we're not playing their showroom. So we're going to bring our Las Vegas show to the Ashwaubenon PAC, not this Saturday, but next Saturday,
right,
on the 25th. And we're pulling out everything again. We're bringing back Adele. We have an Adele impersonator who looks and sounds just like Adele. And she hasn't performed in a year because she had a baby. So we're so glad that she's back.
But that is great music,
yeah, you're
isn't
see
it?
Elvis, oh, Reba, Neil Diamond, Barbra Streisand.
Oh, these are
George Jones.
Oh,
and
no
Cher.
Show.
Cher.
No, you know what you should do?
What? What?
Introduce George, and then he doesn't show. No Show Jones. Remember? That's what you should do.
You know, he used to be an alcoholic, but he still is.
You know, and I still think one of the funniest things is when he married
Tammy Wynette,
and she finally put the hammer down and took the keys and threw him in the pond or something like that.
Yep.
And he took the riding lawnmower like 8 miles to the bar.
And he got stopped. You can only go 2-3 miles an hour.
I know.
I actually had a radio owner.
Yeah. Yeah.
That did the same thing.
Really?
He was too drunk, so his wife took the keys away,
but
he got on his lawnmower
and
went down Highway 45 on the lake.
Yeah. Wow. Are you
they
doing
have golf carts now for that. They have golf carts.
Or ATVs.
Yeah.
Is he doing, he stopped loving her today?
Oh, it's always, that's how he closes it. I mean, he's had
he
so many
stopped loving her today.
And I come out and do a little duet with him on that too, as a little funny bit with the high singing part. But my brother Mike is George Jones.
Oh,
and
wow.
My brother Mike is such a talented man. He's probably the funniest guy of all the brothers, I think. And to get him on stage, he looks and sounds like George Jones, but he's got that funny side to him too. So I like it.
What a great lineup, Frank.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
And I'm just looking at the seating chart. I went online because it's so easy to find that.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, it's got your picture, which it took me a while to move on from that. I was just in awe of you. But no, I just love the lineup that you have here. So tell me, this is the 25th.
Yeah, it's the 25th. It's in 2 weeks. It's at the Ashwaubenon PAC. And what's nice is normally when we do our little tribute shows on the side, we do it a track show, but we bring in our whole band. And this is the all-star band. Every one of my guys has won a Whammy Award over the years. You know, Pat Hibbert on bass guitar, rock legend. We got Andrew Klaus on drums, who's a Drummer of the Year Whammy Award winner twice. John Singer, who's been a guitar player from the UP. He's one of the best guitar players I've ever been associated with. And, of course, Tony Pills, who has been in bands for the last 30 years in this market. And you remember him from After Dark and the Journey tribute. So my band is top notch. And then what's cool is, as Elvis, I like to mess around with the band, man, you know. So, you know, and everybody's name is Scotty. So I call him, on guitar we got Scotty. On the bass we got
awesome.
Scotty. And then on drums we got Ernest.
You know, okay, so, I have to ask, in this big poster behind there, is that the actual George Jones?
No,
or is that
your
guy?
My brother.
Wow!
Looks just like him.
Does it ever?
The old possum.
Yeah, that's right, possum eyes.
Wow. Yep.
And you got Paul in?
Paul Evenson. Hey, if you know Paul Evenson from the media and stuff, but his... Neil Diamond, when he started with me, 20 years ago at Let Me Be Frank Productions. He was interviewing me, doing a special about entertainment on Channel 5. And I said, and he asked me, could I audition? I go, you got a song? So he sang me a song. And when I first heard his intonation sounded like Neil Diamond.
Yeah.
And I even said to him, hey, would you ever think about doing a Neil Diamond impersonation? This was 20 years ago. Whatever. Hey, he does his own show now.
He did that thing with the City Band concert, did Neil Diamond.
He's fantastic. Yeah. He looks like him. He sounds like him. But one thing that he's got is the funniness. He is so good at Neil Diamond, and he's got those funny. He's just good with a crowd.
Yeah, he is.
He can work a room, and we have so much fun together. So,
and are the tickets all the same price?
I was
your wife.
Call my wife.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway, you can get them online. I was bouncing around, and it seemed like they were the same price, so I'd get them now.
I think they're we're getting close. I think we have 400 tickets sold right now.
Yeah.
I think it can hold 600. So we got some tickets available.
All right, great.
Yeah, and
it holds 600 for a show?
Yeah, Schwabin on PAC.
I've never been in there. Wow.
Yeah.
It's a great theater.
That's a nice theater.
We love playing there. State-of-the-art sound system. We come in there, we plug and play. I mean, our guys, I do bring some equipment because we have wireless headsets and, you know, the wireless mics and everything. But, plug and play. They got a great sound system there. And their sound guy there, and his name, it's escaping me right now. He was the sound man of the year. He won the Whammy Award or the Bammy Award in the area for
sound?
For sound, yeah.
Wow.
Yep. Havlicek. Steve Havlicek.
All right.
There we go. Boy, that took a while.
Sorry,
Steve.
What's your favorite Neil Diamond song?
I Am I Said.
Me too.
Me too.
But let's be honest. Okay. He had writer's block during that.
Because he's talking?
No.
Why?
Because.
Why?
Because. And no one cared, not even the chair.
Yeah.
Like, really?
That is so. You know what? That is not even the chair. Inanimate. Singing about inanimate objects.
Yes.
That's a cool
He's
thing.
He's looking around. Yeah. What rhymes with chair? Chair. We'll think of something better down the road, but for now, let's just say chair.
Let's just chair. Leave it in there.
Yeah.
We'll think about that. Yeah. You know, we'll record.
Like, oh, crap. Don't forget.
Who's Adele?
Adele is Sarah Galati. Now, Sarah is...
Was she in your theater?
Yes.
Okay.
She's been with us 7 years.
All right, I know her.
Kent Paulson brought her up. He's from St. Norbert College.
Oh, yeah.
And he was in... And she was in the Swinging Nights. And he said, you got to come see this young lady.
Yeah.
And I went... And she blew my socks off. She was a...
Adele is phenomenal. I love Adele singing.
Yeah, well, you got to have a lower big voice.
Yep.
You have and this is what Sarah has. Sarah has started a family. She has two young children. So she took a year off. Of performing as Adele. Now, she's still in Let Me Be Frank, so don't get me wrong. But she is coming back as Adele. The girl looks and sounds just like her. When we did Las Vegas, our first time was like 4 years ago. Adele was supposed to play in Vegas, and she canceled.
Oh, that's right, at the last
minute,
right?
Yeah, the last minute.
Yeah.
So we, as the Plaza Casino in Vegas, they promoted Adele is here.
Wow.
So we had so many folks, what? And
what's the song? I'll never find someone like you.
Yes. No.
Okay, keep singing.
Yeah. Don't. We'll look it up. John.
Mino
Thank
does
you.
It. Hey, Tuesday night, one show only. Mino does it now.
Wow.
I would buy a ticket. buy a ticket.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
Frank,
yeah.
This is going to be a great show.
Yeah, yeah.
And like you said, you control the whole show. I mean, it's your cast. How about, what else is going on in your life? You're continually writing and...
We got a show every weekend. Like, just like this coming up weekend, I wrote a show 15 years ago for Moscano Island because Al Capone was there. Four Seasons Hotel.
Oh, sure.
Every year we do this Al Capone mystery theater. It's called The Death of Al / Alice Capone, where Al is a cross-dresser. So it's a very, very funny, funny mystery show. So we're doing it up there.
You really want to mess with Al
Capone?
Yeah, He's not around.
I don't care if it's Al Capone.
And, I play
Uncle
Elliot
Al.
Nest.
Oh, my God.
I play Elliot Nest. Paul plays John Dillinger, and my wife plays the Lady in Red. And, of course, that's going on this Saturday at the Four Seasons Resort. I believe it's sold out, though, because we do it every year. And then, of course, next week we got the Tribute All-Star Band. And, of course, then the next week after that, we're doing this up again in Marinette.
Okay, can I ask something that you're missing out on there?
What am I missing?
Is J. Edgar Hoover in there? Because he was a cross-dresser, right?
He was. That's why we bring it up.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow, John! you might have given the plot away.
Sorry.
That's okay.
That's
okay.
Funny.
And then we open up our brand new show, and I'm so excited because John Mino's name is in the show.
What?
John, you don't even know this.
No.
It's called Anchorman Hello Green Bay, and it's like the spoof of Ron Burgundy. I play Frank Burgundy.
Okay.
But we are the number one station, WDUM. We make news you can understand.
Wow.
But we make fun of you and Tom Zelaski.
Wow.
With sports. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. What do you mean by
Tom
make
doesn't know? No, it's all about your number one.
For a minute.
No, okay.
It's all good.
Okay.
Fun.
You're number one.
Mm-hmm. It's good fun.
We want to knock you out of the number one position.
Mm-hmm.
And we do that with a little guy named Champ Hibbard.
Okay.
He's our new guy. Slammy! Instead of whammy, he says slammy every time.
All right, so. Thanks for being here.
Okay.
That'd be fun. That one we're really going to promote. But this one, too.
Hey, yeah.
So this Schwabenon Theater, people haven't been there. Like you talked about earlier, that's a nice theater.
Well, Katie...
Parking, they got the refreshments are there.
Wait a minute, do you use the old classic line?
What?
If it happens in Green Bay, it's news to us.
No, it's stay elegant, Green Bay.
Oh, okay, stay
and
elegant,
then I screw
I like
up
that.
And I, you know, right. You know
who's playing me?
Well, you're an imaginary character. We bring you up. We talk about you. And so I'm hoping maybe you or Tom could come one show and maybe like storm in and be like, beat the shit out of us. Or did I say that? I'm so sorry. Did I just say that? Do you have one of those buttons?
Too late.
Damn it.
No.
I'm so sorry.
We have the
we go.
I didn't know it was an R-rated show.
I'm so sorry.
Wow.
I feel like we're talking at a bar, guys. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Well, we have the
I'm
real
so sorry.
We have the real time button here.
Those
7 seconds.
Get one of those nasty letters.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry. I'll pay for it.
That sounds like fun though. I don't know how your big old head can create so many different things.
Oh my God, I
things.
Forgot to tell you guys, I had an epiphany about a show. What do you think about this? Shopko, say hello to goodbye.
Oh, I like that.
I like it.
Yes, yes.
People
say
will
hello
come to that.
To goodbye, because it would say hello to a goodbye.
Yeah.
Right?
Wow. Can we get Karen Spell McDermott B-Y- to show up?
Well, yeah. I'm going to talk to Karen. You know,
are
I know,
you really?
I know Karen, but she won't show up, but I know Karen. I did a show with Karen years ago at St. Norbert, so I know her.
I tried getting Karen to do a story with me.
You did?
A few years back.
Okay.
And it was about, she was actually in like a horror movie.
She was?
When she was like
That's
19
right.
years old at St.
Yep.
Norbert or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
A slash one of the first movies. Mm-hmm. And she wanted nothing to do with it.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah. Wow.
She's a classically trained theater person, so she knows what she's doing.
Are you going to throw in the old line that Lee Remmel always used to said? He starts saying hello when it's time to say goodbye.
See, I need to get these lines from you. I didn't get some. Didn't. Okay. I bring Tom Mahoney up, too, by the way, because Champ Hibbard, Brick Hibbard, who's our weatherman, he kills somebody. So he has to go in hiding. So he shaves his head, comes on as Tom Mahoney.
Oh,
that's a little
I like this.
So did Tom ever say anything that was weird?
No.
Instead of. Come on,
can I
vacation
be honest
with
you?
Me.
I feel really honored that I'm going to be mentioned in your show.
Well,
I really do. I feel really
you
honored.
Should, you should
about
show
that.
Up one night.
Yeah,
I will.
It's only once, John.
I will.
Okay.
I'm going to stand up
John
and say,
Mino.
I'm here.
Sitting in for John Mino.
Wow.
He's John Mino.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
Back after this. Making my way back. Well, I'm New York City born and raised. But nowadays I'm lost between two shores.
LA's fine, but it ain't home. New York's home. You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Did you ever read about a frog who dreamed of being a king? And then became one.
Ooh, you sound. Hey, the intonation.
I know.
Intonation's
spot
there.
On, right?
Well, except for the name and a few other changes. If you talk about me, the story's the same one.
Boy, there's like, more than just that one lyric that's a little weak. That was not great.
There's a lot of weak lyrics.
I know.
Yeah.
And it was a huge hit.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
yes.
Huge. 1970.
Wow.
Yeah. Huge.
Well, besides
I'm not
Neil
a
Diamond.
Man who likes to swear. Never cared her sound of being alone.
You just put a little phlegm in your throat. That's all you got to do.
I got
a myself.
This is my best part. Yeah, keep this going, John.
To no one there.
Oh, this is the line?
Yeah, here it is.
Keep it up.
Here it is.
And no one heard at all, not even the chair.
I thought I told you guys to take that out. Yeah.
What the hell?
Oh, that is right. Funny stuff right there.
Yes.
So, Frank, you're Elvis. We got Barbara Streisand coming.
Yep.
That's Lisa,
that's
right?
That's Lisa, yep. Yeah. You got Karen Carpenter, who is Casey Schumacher,
nails
Karen Carpenter.
You know, I'm not joking about this. Yeah. These are all people from my era, and I love every one of them.
Yep, and they nail each artist. And the reason why I picked them as these artists,
sounds like you back in your old days.
Them. They look like him and they sound like him. Go ahead. Who else you got there, John?
Did that one just go right over your head?
Yeah, yeah, no, we talked about George Jones.
Todd got it.
Yeah, sorry. Hey, Jim, I mean, you got George Jones, who is my brother, and he's my younger brother. It. And then you got Paul as...
Neil.
Neil. And then my... Oh, Pat Hibbard, my partner, does Yakov Smirnoff.
Oh, is he still around?
I don't know. Oh, he has theater in Branson.
What does Barbara sing?
Barbara sings Evergreen. She sings Don't Rain on My Parade.
The Way We Were?
The Way We Were. We do that every once in a while. This one, you know, because there's so many people on the show, each artist gets four songs.
Okay.
So we
do they pick their own?
They pick their own that they want to sing. And the Rain on My Parade is that big one.
Is it funny? Like your show, when I think of you,
oh my God,
I think of humor.
So what you're seeing is some of the art, like myself and Paul, will make it comedy. Okay. Because I make, Elvis was a funny guy. And when I'm on stage, man, I'm talking like, you know, everybody's name is Scotty, and I'm good at karate, and that I perform at the International House of Pancakes instead of the International Hotels in Vegas. So we got all these little side jokes we do and all the moves and stuff. And, of course, Paul, he's just a phenomenal with a crowd working the room.
Oh, yeah.
And but all my other girls, they're serious artists. Now, Reba's a little funny.
Yeah,
but I got to tell you, my wife is Reba McEntire.
Yep, I know.
Oh, my God. I can't think of a better
person.
Oh, my God.
Sounds
she's
just like
got
her?
An unbelievable voice. Yeah. I've told you that many, many times, but man, she's good. Yeah.
I love her.
I love her. It's good. Yeah. So, all right. So, Frank, you got that going on. Yeah. And I just want to tell people how to get their tickets, because this is a fun, this is a great evening. 7:30. What a night to go out and celebrate.
Saturday, January 25th.
Okay.
7:30. This is the first year in a while we don't have a Packer game to mess around with, because usually the playoffs, I'm sorry to say. And you know what? When they lost yesterday, it was so sad. But I'm thinking, they don't screw up with any of my shows.
There's a few people that thought that. good.
Not messing with my show.
Yeah.
But,
at schwabenonpc.org.
Yep. Schwabenonpc.org.
PAC. I mean, PAC.
Or,
I knew
know
that.
What? Jim, we sell my Ticketstar online. You know, Ticketstar right here in town, PMI. Call Ticketstar online, 920-494-3401. Just the same place you call to get my tickets at the Meyer Theater.
Yep.
So the same
and
place.
Put your credit card in there. You can just get your tickets
36
right away.
Bucks, dude. I mean, every seat. And there are a few available yet, Jim.
Okay. Yeah. Schwabenonpac.org. Yep. This is going to be fun.
Yeah.
I bet there were more people that wanted to be in this show. And you've got to say no once in a while. That's got to be tough with you being the... What do they call you? The producer or it's the president, right? Or whatever.
Order guy.
Well, you've had a lot.
The leader guy.
The leader guy.
I'll say one thing about people in the history of music, how many times bands break up and people leave and then whatever.
It's amazing.
You have just been incredible. Your people have been incredibly loyal to you and you to them.
There's a couple things. You become like part of the family. And everybody makes a living. So that's one thing. If you can make enough money to do a hobby. This is a hobby. This is a hobby, but they still make enough money to make a living at this, so they really don't have to have other jobs.
That's incredible.
That
but a lot of them do, so it's an extra income.
Right.
And I don't make it so stressful. Like when we rehearse Sunday through Thursday, 2 hours a night. So you got 9 hours of commitment that you have to put towards me, but you need to work. You're a professional. You need to know your stuff outside.
Right.
You need to come in prepared, because I give you all the stuff. I give you all the lyrics and the music. You must know your stuff when you come in, and then we perfect it.
Well, that's how you can hold it to 2 hours.
Exactly.
Yeah. Do you do all your practices down there on Broadway?
Yeah, I bought that building 5 years ago. We turned it into a rehearsal hall. That's my office now.
Oh, that's
awesome. And my store. In fact, I took over the other side. I used to have a renter that had a sewing machine shop there, vacuum machine shop. So I took that over. That became my storage facility. So everything one-stop shop.
That's great.
Yeah. The Kirby guy.
Yeah.
Good guy.
Good for you, man.
He was a great guy.
He's a great guy.
And he's still doing it. Every once in a while, I get customers come over. Hey, where do I go to bring my... My Well, bring it in. Let's see if I can look at it.
Oh, you're right.
You got 20 bucks?
Do a story on him.
Well, you should.
Well, he's been around.
Franco, tell us more. Pump yourself up right here. Let us know what you got going on. Who, what, when, where.
Yep. So we got this weekend, of course, we're up at Four Seasons Resort doing our mystery show, Al Capone, The Death of Al, Alice Capone. I don't know if there's tickets left. You have to call up at Four Seasons. Then, of course, next Saturday, we're at the Schwabenon PAC with Frank's Tribute and the All-Star Band. And then the next Saturday, which is February 1st, we're doing the show again at the Marinette UWGB campus up there. We're going to go to the theater out there. It was the Fine Hall. I think they have 600 seats up there also. There's tickets available. And then
we love our man Sean from up at Marinette.
That's a nice venue.
It's a great venue.
They bring in some good entertainment in Marinette, Wisconsin.
Yeah, it used to be the really Herb Williams Theater back in the day. I think they changed it. I did some shows with Herb, who was a famous director from the Marinette area, UWGB. And Brittany Welch handles all of the theater up there now. Does all the children's theater and all the musical theater. In fact, they're bringing up Jesus Christ Superstar. I think they open next weekend up there. So it's a beautiful, beautiful theater. We're bringing a little bit more PA, so we have some more sound in there. But it's
what sound from that movie became a number one hit?
I Don't Know How to Love Him.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Who plays Mary Magdalene?
Oh, come on. I got it. She also had, she was a backup singer for Eric Clapton.
No, for you, I mean.
Oh, who's what?
Do you do it when you do?
No, he's not doing the high school story.
Brittany Welch is doing that up at Marinette. I'm just saying. No, it's okay, John. I'm confusing. Damn. I'm confusing myself.
Hey, you're kind of all over the place.
I'm just talking about stuff that's going on. We have a lot going on up there also.
Awesome.
So. Yes.
Well, do you guys stay overnight or you guys drive to your gigs and drive back?
Think about it. You know, back in the day when it wasn't two lanes, when I drove to Marinette, it took an hour and 15 minutes. It takes 45 minutes.
Yeah, good point.
Right.
It's nothing.
It's Manitowoc.
You're right. It's Manitowoc. Hey, I used to think, I got to go to Marinette.
Right. It sounds further away. It's not.
That's crazy.
We had the guy from Marinette. Sean. Yeah. It's closer than you think. And the more you drive it, the closer it gets.
Yeah, that's true.
Not that close. It's not that far away. They have some great entertainment up there.
That stretch through Oconto and everything used to take so long.
That's what he's talking about.
Used to be like that's up north.
Yeah. Right.
You know, Oconto, come on.
All right, we're going to see you a week from Saturday.
Sounds awesome, Frank.
Thanks,
sounds
guys.
Awesome. All right, Frank Herbert.
Ooh, Little Elvis. My favorite song. I do this in the show.
Nobody cares. Thanks, buddy.
Love you guys.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
CivicMedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much, man. How much fun is it having Frank Herman's on?
You bet. Yeah,
isn't he awesome? So anyway, we got a young man here, young entrepreneur, which is right in your wheelhouse.
Yep.
But here's an article from the News Chronicle. Monday, December 1st, 2003, Resurrection Catholic Parish celebrated its 40th anniversary by participating in a faith build with Habitat for Humanity. As people take time to appreciate things, they're grateful this season. Michelle Schultz knows she and her family are about as thankful as they can be. Schultz, a former nurse who is now on disability with three children, Elena, Alex, and Justin, are the recipients of a brand new home. Members of Resurrection Catholic Parish helped build the house as part of Faith Build through Habitat for Humanity. On Sunday, about 50 volunteers and people involved in the project got to see the fruits of their labor during a dedication of the Smith home, a pale yellow two-story with red shutters. Green Bay Mayor Jim Schmidt commended the project. Quote, first and foremost, what this city needs is good, strong neighborhoods. He said, we need these types of projects.
As mayor of Munchkin City.
I only said that for 20 years. Yes.
And Alex, who was 2 years old when this built, is here with us right now. That's a cool article. I love it. I love looking at the old News Chronicle. On the back, check with Chandick.
You were two.
I was two.
Wow. And you've continued that. I mean, you kind of grew up in a home that was built by Habitat, built by Resurrection Parish, and just a great organization.
I'm looking at the death thing right now. One of my all-time great friends, though, Tony Cannadale, his obituaries in here, 84 years old. You remember Tony?
Well, of course.
Or the legendary Green Bay Packers
named
of all time.
Street after him.
Yeah, wow. Unbelievable to see his name there at the same time.
I thought you were shocked to read that. It's like, John, that's 20 right. years ago. Okay. Yeah.
How you doing? Good to see you.
Man, I'm great.
Take it, Jim.
And you
this
took,
is your
no,
wheelhouse.
I think it's cool. What you do now is sell a lot of things, apparel, from keychains to hoodies, and with inspirational messages.
Yeah.
Tell me, is that from where you grew up? Where did you get all that?
It does play a big part. You know, me growing up and, you know, how I came up, it does play a big part in, you know, what I do and also what I do with, you know, all the money from it and stuff. Because I like to give back to the community because I know how it feels to be in that position.
Right. And we need people like you, you know? I mean, when you take my class, you'll have to explain philanthropy in detail after profit. But I think that's great that you're doing that. So tell me, how do you distribute your merchandise?
Mostly it's all online right now. So I have a website. I have all that stuff set up. So I do a lot of social media. So Snapchat and Instagram and Facebook. And I'll have an idea. It usually depends on the season because I'll do like a fall drop or I'll do a Valentine's. So it all kind of depends. I'll take a little bit. I'll market it. I'll get a few people in it. And when it's time to drop, I'll tell everybody, you know, it's this date, this time, and this is where to find it. So,
and your merchandise, are you manufacturing? You buy, sell? How does that all work?
I buy, sell. Because right. I've tried to screen print, and to say the least, I'm not good at it at all. I stick to what I'm good at.
Right. And somebody's really good at it, and you get the right price and inventory terms, you're fine with that. So
yeah.
That's cool. Where do you get the messages that you put on?
My slogan against all odds and we weren't supposed to make it this far, I actually came up with those.
Really?
Because those are some things that I've kind of grew up and I've lived by because this was times where I've heard a lot of people say this and that and coming up from where I come up from, it's you hear that a lot. You know, you're not supposed to
Can
make
you share
it to
a little
point.
Bit of that, your background?
Well, like on there, I grew up on the east side. You know, I went to Nicolet, went to Washington, went to Smith, you know, it wasn't the best area, but it wasn't the worst, to say the least. I've been in some bad areas. So it's just coming from where I come from, there's not a lot of people that go in the right direction and want to go out and help and give back. And there's a lot of people that are out there just for themselves and for personal gain and stuff like that. But
people might be surprised that Green Bay has that issue, right?
I mean, some might. Yeah. Some might.
But, you know, you're a good example. I mean, are you in the schools? You go to the Boys and Girls Club? I mean, people need to buy your stuff and support it. I want to get to your website and how we can get that. But, you know, your message out there of against all odds, which I think you got to give people hope. They say that all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I work at a community shelter, and we always say that if nothing else, you know, you want to give them food and shelter, but you got to give them hope.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing is because, you know, when I was at, you know, in my rough times and stuff, that's all I needed was just a little bit of hope. And somebody to be there and say, hey, look,
you know, can do this.
Yeah, that's really the biggest thing is, you know, you're not the only one going through it. There's people that's been through it. There's people that's going to go through it. And you just got to see the light at the end of the tunnel and get through the storm. That's the biggest thing. But when it's just you, it's hard to keep telling yourself that every day. So
it is. And I think as hard as parents try, sometimes you just need to hear the message from a teacher, a coach, a friend.
Somebody outside of a parent. Because you know, the parents, the parent-kid thing, is they just like they're just in your ear. So
my mom always just say, I can't wait till you play for the Packers, Johnny.
No, I think that's great you're doing this. So, again, people go to your website and they buy this in bulk and then distribute it at their organization or one-on-one. Tell me how
it's all one-on-one. So I try to aim for 100 pieces because it keeps it, you know, where enough people can get it, but not everybody can.
Manageable.
Get it.
Right.
So it's like, you know, the first drop did really, really well. And people are like, okay, I need it. And I understand that it's not just going to be something that's going to sit. So when there's a demand for it, now people are like, okay, I need it. So then that creates, you know, a demand for it.
And you're really, I don't want to say in people's faces, but you're not being subtle. I mean, your big black and white shirt, against all odds, we weren't supposed to make it this far.
Uh-huh.
I love that.
You got to make sure they see it. And, you know, I wear this stuff every day. People ask if I wash it. I'm like, I got a lot of these pieces.
So the NFL draft is coming up. We'll have 250,000 people in town. So we got to figure out a way to get you in front of some of them.
I want to figure out how. I just got to figure out how to compete with the bigger people and where I fit in and my crowd. So there's still a lot of stuff I need to figure out there.
You can take advantage of being the smaller guy in the whole thing. Yeah. People like to support the
underdog.
The guy that's against all odds.
If he gets involved, he's going to look for a cut.
Well, that is true. That is true. Well, we'll see. we'll give it away just yet. So, all right. So what's next for you? You said Valentine's Day is a day that you're
going
to.
We have a pre-order going on right now because I feel like it's going to be one of our biggest drops. So I'm giving people the opportunity to, you know, before I get the big order in, to put your order in to make sure you guys get your own piece as well. So that's something I am looking forward to. And we also have beanies that are coming. I think they should be here by late next week.
So. I have to ask you, though, because there's, and Jim and I have talked about this with entrepreneurs, there's that point of either I'm going all in or I'm throwing up my hands and saying I can't do it. What convinced you to go all in? Because I'm sure in the back of your mind, there was like, this isn't going to work. Mm. What gave you the impetus to keep going?
Oh, it's funny, and it might sound a little cliche, but the name of the brand and everything, that's what keeps me going every day. Because even if there's stuff that goes on, it's okay, this happened and this happened as well.
So you're not just putting that name out there. You're living it every day.
I live by every day, every hour, every second. It's...
Wow.
I live by it. So.
That's awesome. You should get out and probably speak a little bit because I think people, the reason Johnny asked that is, you know, most entrepreneurs don't make it, right? I mean, it's just, and it's, they run out sometimes not because of ambition, but it's because of capital.
Yeah, that's,
a bad partner, you know, that could take you under too.
Uh-huh.
But I think that's cool that, I bet it's been tough. I mean, this is not the, you don't have a bricks and mortar industry. It's all online.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's, there's really no backup plan. This is it. It's all in. It's 100%.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, there's nothing wrong with, I mean, everybody's like, well, it's plan B. And then, well, let's go to that. Well, there's no plan B. I mean, you used to say that, Bob Harlan, when they built that stadium.
Yeah, you're right. That's exactly what he said. There is no plan B.
Everybody asked him that. If this doesn't work, what's, you know, to save the Packers? You were very young then. I think you were born, 2001.
That was the year I was born.
Okay, so I think that's when this whole stadium thing was getting momentum. And the guy who ran it at that time, there's a plaza named after him. He lives on the west side.
Mm-hmm.
But people would ask him all the time, what's plan B? And he was very, very open and consistent.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if you live like that, you're going to achieve plan A.
Yeah, because I feel like if you give yourself a plan B, you give yourself room to fail and just, okay, right. I got a backup plan. But. Right.
That's awesome. All right, so tell me about your website and what's all on there and so, what can we do now?
Right now, we have a little bit of our fall drop. So we have black hoodies, tan hoodies, brown hoodies. We got sweatpants to match. And soon, like I said, we'll have hats coming soon. And also you can pre-order on there as well for the Valentine's Day drop.
And it's Against All Odds is the organization.
Yes.
And look, the first thing you got to do, you got to pay yourself, you got to pay your expenses. But if there's money left over, where do you like to see that go?
Oh, honestly, I kind of let the community decide. The first one was me, because I remember it was May 9th. It was the day before my drop. And I said, if I hit a goal that I set for myself in a week, like I'll take a good amount of money and I'll give back to the community. I knew what I wanted to do. I knew how I wanted to do it. I never did it, but I had that mindset. And we ended up hitting that goal within the first day, and I couldn't believe it. And I got so excited that, you know, when you first open the store, the money has to clear first. And, you know, I'm like, man, I'm ready. I'm trying to swipe my card, and it was declining. That's why I had to learn, like, okay, it takes a certain time for the money to come. So I was a little embarrassed, but I took the time, and the first day, we ordered 10 pizzas from Little Caesars, and we got 2 cases of water from Walmart. I remember that. And we went to St. John's, and we passed them out. We played basketball. It was just me and my friend Luis, and we just went out there. We gave back. We had fun. And
that's awesome.
That's what kind of made it real, because now I'm actually doing it, and it gave me a feeling that I can't describe, honestly, because a lot of people say, oh, I got a new this or new that, but it's something about seeing smiles on people's faces that, you know, probably haven't smiled in a while that brings a different type of joy.
That's awesome. Fantastic. Do you have like a certain geographical area you want to continue to help?
I really, really want to keep, I don't want to, you know, keep it on the east side, but I grew up on the east side, and everything from where I live to Eastman Park to Nicolet to Bay Beach, that's kind of where I grew up, and that's where I was at my whole life. So I really want to do something big for that area.
That's awesome, because I think sometimes we get pretty hung up on national, sometimes international. It's like, we got our issues right here in our own backyard. Yeah. And you got to do both. We need people to do both, I should say. But I'm all about, you know, the hometown too.
Yeah.
I
mean, because we can talk about different kinds of role models, and sometimes, unfortunately, we hinge them on a Packer player or whatever that's out of reach. I think you're a perfect grassroots neighborhood role model.
I appreciate that. I really do.
And John's right about that. And there's some opportunities for you to, and I know it's, you're humble, but you got to go tell people what you're doing too.
Yeah.
You know, this is pretty cool what you're doing. I mean, you're self-starter, and you're going to keep at it, hell or high water, whatever.
Yeah.
Right?
What's the next step?
Kind of what you said, just get into people's faces so I can continue to give back and do what I love and, you know, try to make Green Bay and the areas that needed a better place and continue to just give back.
And, okay, let's be honest. Jim, I know you tried doing a lot of things in some of those neighborhoods, but some of those kids growing up in those neighborhoods, we don't realize sometimes how, is it disenfranchised? The right word? I mean, it's kind of like under the radar of Title Town. I mean, there's kids struggling.
Yeah, and it's there, but sometimes it does get swept under the rug. But, you know, especially with the work that my mom has done and stuff like that, it brings it all out. So you'll, like me, I know who needs it and where they need it and, you know, the nitty-gritty of the real Green Bay and not just the Packers and the franchise and the new buildings that are going up. So,
okay, I've got to ask him. I'm going to jump in before he asks it.
Okay.
Todd, what am I going to ask him?
You're going to ask him, you know, the whole political thing.
any plans of going into politics?
Honestly, it's funny. I'm not going to say his name. I don't want to get him in trouble. No. But I had a friend that he worked somewhere, and it was all a joke. I have a picture. I have a nickname that I was given to by my friend, Trayshawn. He is Fat Mac, and I have it on a billboard, or not a billboard, you know, like with the little letters, and it says Fat Mac for mayor. And it's always been a joke, but people are like, you know, if you ever get the chance, you might as well try it. I mean, I never thought too deep into it, but I mean, I would.
I think it'd be a phenomenal alternate.
If it came to me, I wouldn't say no. I'd hear it out.
Yeah, and I tell you, you have what it takes.
Yep.
You know, I mean, it's not.
Because yours is coming from the heart.
There's been people who've been in TV and became mayor. And I mean, I'm not talking about Jerry Springer. I'm talking about the guy from Ukraine. You know? Okay. I mean, it's amazing. It's exposure you need. You're getting that now. Right. And you're not doing it for that. But keep that in the back of your mind. You're a young kid. I mean, you got a whole future in front of you.
I've never said this to a single person we've had in here. I think you'd be a phenomenal politician at a grassroots level. No lie.
Alderman.
Well, now I got to take it and run with it now because I've heard it from the best.
We're in your court.
Hey, I appreciate
that. Thanks for doing this. Tell me your website. I want your website and your phone number again.
The website is Against All Odds.
Against All Odds.
Online.
I'm sorry. I interrupted you.
No, you're good. It's againstallodds.online. And that's Instagram. That's TikTok. Facebook is still Reasonable Doubt Clothing because I can't change the name. Okay. So it's still stuck on that.
Outstanding.
We're there.
My friend, you're impressive.
Thanks for what you're
Alex
doing.
Alex Schultz, Reasonable Doubt Brand, Against All Odds. You're phenomenal.
Hey, thank you for having me.
This. You bet.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, Nikki.
Yeah.
Hey, Nikki.
True story.
Let's hear it.
I cried. I cried when I found out this
that it
isn't
Nikki.
Yes. I was.
It's Mickey, right?
It is Mickey.
Yeah.
I was way too old before I found out, too.
Did you ever see the music video?
Yeah. All the cheerleaders?
Yes.
I thought my aunt even made like the cheerleading costume for all of us cousins that were about the same.
I want to say it was Crenshaw High School, cheerleading squad from Crenshaw High School.
I don't know that.
But correct me if I'm wrong, but the singer of this, wasn't she also with Meatloaf? Stop right there!
Oh, really? Johnny, I don't have that sort of useless knowledge stored away in my brain.
It's not useless.
It is.
It's not.
It is.
When's the last time you used it?
Exactly.
Just now.
I know. Do you ever wonder what you could actually have been or be? I mean, there's still a lot of time, Johnny.
No, because if you put me into something I'm not just you know, really enjoyable fun, my mind goes completely blank. I can sit there and I can stare at some guy giving this great,
yep,
and I don't hear a word he says.
That is,
I have that is such true. A terrible knack for switching off.
That's true. We went to our Christmas party, Civic Music, and the president got up and was talking, and you know, he would say things and people would clap, and I said, John, what do you think of everything he said? We're driving home. He goes,
I didn't hear a word he said.
It's not really, but yeah, people start clapping, I start clapping with them.
Right, right.
So I'm terrible at that. So I can't, no.
For a guy that reads as much as you do, you'd think your retention would be better.
No.
I got great retention for reading.
Yeah.
He's got great retention for things that he's interested in.
I just don't have it. It's crazy how I just shut it off and couldn't tell you a word they said. I can't tell you a sermon I ever heard in church.
I believe that. Yeah. I believe that. Yeah.
I mean, did you went to Res? Was Bishop Marnall there when you were there?
Yeah, Bob, great guy.
Okay.
Bishop Bob, he was
remember
awesome.
One of his homilies were the
best. He was great. He was funny.
Yeah, but he gave 3 points in his homilies. That was his, like, shtick.
Whole thing.
And it was 7-8 minutes. People would go there just to hear that message. You don't remember one of his homilies, John?
Yeah, I remember them all.
Huh. Whew. That's the hill you're going to die on, Johnny. Right.
Yes, I know.
Nikki. How pitchers and catchers.
February 12th.
It's getting to be that point. Are you going down to spring training?
Yes, sir. Right. 61 days. No, 60 days now.
Wow.
A month. 2 months.
That's exciting, though, isn't it? I love spring training.
Yeah, I know you're really sad. I know that most 99% of our Green Bay population destroyed today.
But I will say that. You know what?
Me, it was almost not so much.
Let me tell you something about last night. And I don't know if anybody else feels this way. It was almost such a clean kill early.
Oh, right.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Right from that fumble from the first play and their touchdown right away. So it's like you didn't have like.
Yeah.
It's like
it wasn't.
Well,
fun.
What did I tell you when we were texting during the game? But then this morning I said, listen, it got to a point where I had, in order to keep the TV on.
Yeah.
To at least watch the game, I had to mute it because Tom Brady becomes unlistenable after a while. I'm sorry. And I'm not even a big KB fan. I mean, he outshines Tom Brady, but yeah, it was really unfortunate.
He's
really,
like, annoying to listen to, isn't he?
It's really, it's getting bad. It's bad.
For $35 million a year.
Yeah.
Wow.
Can't we, like, reassign him?
I gotta admit, he still looks good. That's if God came down and said, Johnny, how could I change? It's like, make me look like Tom Brady.
Yeah.
I'll take that. You know what I mean?
Why did we get in line for sarcasm and movie quotes and...
I don't know.
You know?
Hey, by the way, thank you for bringing in the pot.
Yeah.
And, okay, nice.
Clarify,
why would I explain that?
To clarify,
explain that.
Kettle, pot, mm-hmm. cooking ware.
I'm going to make
but
soup.
But I did declare...
For everybody.
As soon as Johnny, I got your pot. So I'm the walking HR violation this morning.
There you go.
But
there
it's
go.
Only because Johnny's going to make soup for everyone.
I am. Tomorrow morning,
it's
we're all having soup.
Pot. Mm-hmm.
Todd, do you have any preferences?
Something edible.
I need some thyme, though.
It's thyme.
Thyme.
Yep. Parsley, sage, rosemary, and...
Oh, thyme.
Thyme. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Jim?
No, I'm good. I'm good. I got. I like.
He's fasting. Jim's fasting.
No,
on Tuesdays.
Do my own cooking. Tuesdays. Yep. Yeah, that's right. Oh, is it Tuesday? It's not Tuesday, is it?
Tomorrow.
Oh, Tuesday it is. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's Tuesday. Yeah. No. No.
What are you cooking?
No soup Tuesday.
No soup Tuesday. Yeah.
Tuesday's a perfect day for soup.
Isn't that part of the religion that you're?
It
in,
is. I got this cult thing going on now.
Oh,
so.
God.
Todd.
Yeah.
You get any of that?
No.
You're okay with it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nick.
Depends what you make. Depends what you make.
Well, I don't want to make a big pot of soup, and then you guys come. I come in, and you guys, I don't like that.
There's a chance. There's a big chance. There's a high risk chance. There's a high probability. There's what else you want to know, John? John, just make it for the three. I won't hurt your feelings. Make it for those two.
Why? Why am I the sacrificial lamb? Thanks, Jim. Thank you so much.
Although I do work at a community shelter, so I'll
and
take
they,
some.
Even they will not approve. Even unhoused will.
All right. Wow. Hey, before we go, I just want to share. I told Johnny I got a friend of mine who lives in Southern California, mm-hmm. up where the fires are. And I sent him a text, Jim Schmidt here, I've been thinking about you. And they look very dangerous and aggressive. I hope you and your family are okay. And then he wrote back. And I just think that, this thing is real. We all know you've been seeing that. But he wrote back and just said, thanks for your comments. Our whole home didn't make it.
Oh,
so, wow. Yeah. This guy was great. I went out there with our family. We had dinner at his house. But he said, we're going to rebuild because we love the area. But, there's a guy. This guy's a professor. I mean, he still works at UCLA. But, you know, I was, it's so real.
It is.
You know,
it
once
really
it happens and
it seems surreal watching it.
It really
like
does.
A movie disaster movie.
Right, as yep. it looks like.
And how do you even begin? How will they begin to rebuild? I mean, neighborhood after neighborhood, just blocks and blocks. So,
but he said, you know, our across the street was fine. You know, wow. We're going to rebuild because we love this beautiful place. But man,
so just
we've got a lot to be thankful
right,
for here, folks.
That's the wind.
We will.
Yeah, yeah. So, we'll take it. We're in a bubble here, and we'll take it.
I want to get him on. The reason I was going to call him, and if he was fine, I was going to say, come on our show and tell us about it. But when someone is that devastated, I'm going to let him alone for a while. But
anyway, all right, we're humbling. Out of time.
Happy Monday, Nikki. Guys. Happy
great
Monday.
Seeing you here. Todd, great job putting it all together.
You got it.
Always.
We're out of time. Back in tomorrow morning. Mine on it. Did I?
Jesus. Yep.
He does that a lot.
Yep. Mine on the mayor and Nikki.
See ya. See you tomorrow.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.